Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crome here with Mark Henderson from the Monroe Symphony League. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Corey.
Good to see you back, and Symphony League is back with another book sale.
We come to you three times a year, and this is our second one this year.
And you've picked D-Day to kick it off.
We sure did.
June 6th.
It's an invasion of books, what can I say?
Well, that's appropriate. June 6th, Saturday, you're in action at 9 a.m. and then again on Sunday the 7th. For the folks that don't know, who've never been to the big Monroe Symphony League book sale, what's it all about?
The Monroe Symphony League is a fundraising arm to support the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. Our primary fundraising mechanism is the book sale. We take people's used books, and then we curate them, we sort them, we shelve them, we price them, and then we open the doors for you to come get lots of wonderful bargains.
Now, there is a little $2 admission fee to get in. That helps defray the electric bill and the water bill and
yes,
the toilet and all that.
For those longtime customers of the book room, you'll know that that used to be just on opening that day, but we now charge that throughout the entire book sale.
So $2, but you'll make up for it in book savings, more than likely.
Yes, more than likely, because most of our books are a dollar or less. So we have hardbacks, we have paperbacks. The newest thing we have going at the book room is a collection of Doc Worthington's personal library.
Now, the folks that may not know, Doc Worthington was the longtime conductor of the Monroe Symphony. He's no longer with us, right?
He's no longer with us, but his daughter is working with us and is bringing this material from her home. It includes marked up scores. It includes textbooks, history books, musical history books, a wide range of his personal belongings that are for sale.
So if you're a musician, this might be a special time to come in and look at some of the musical scores and manuscripts.
Especially if you had played under him at any point. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. So this is all coming. You do two weekends, June 6th and 7th, and then you go again June 12th and June 13th.
Yes, it's a Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday.
Saturday, Sunday, the first weekend, Friday, Saturday, the second weekend. Where are you located?
We are at 320 North 4th Street. For you and I who remember, it's catty corner from the old News Star. It's the old Monroe Bakery building.
Does it still smell like bread in there?
No.
No, doesn't smells like books, I bet.
No. It's we have two buildings. We have the main building, which is where our book collection is, and then we have a little annex building that has textbooks, magazines, knickknacks, the country corners filled with little knickknacks for your home. Some old Reader's Digests, collections and lots of vinyl. You know, vinyl's making a comeback, and people have been sending us a lot of their record collections. And, if you're familiar with the show I do here at KEDM, The Sentimental Journey, which is the music of the 50s, there is a large collection of vinyl from that period there in the book room for sale.
You know, here in the radio station, we still have a turntable for just that reason.
Yeah.
I actually re-outfitted a turntable at Christmas, got a new cartridge and stylus, And my wife gave me a whole bunch of new vinyl for Christmas this year.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
I mean, you're seeing vinyl even at Walmart. Their vinyl collection continues to expand. So
it's a better way because you can actually read the liner notes and stuff about the music. And,
yes.
And I don't know. And you listen to a whole album at once, which people don't do a lot anymore.
No, they don't. They download their individual songs. But many of the artists of the, especially in the 60s, had concept albums with a line of thought throughout the entire vinyl, I mean album. And so, you know, it was kind of cool to sit and listen to the whole thing evolve.
All right. I've been cooking a lot more because my nights have slowed down a little bit as we get closer into summer here.
Yes.
So I'm cooking more, and I'm running out of ideas. Can you help me out?
Cookbooks. We have cookbooks coming out of our ears. We have a lot of these church cookbooks from around the area. Many, many state best of Missouri, best of Arkansas kind of cookbooks. There is a lot. There's some international cook. There's an international section there. A lot of cookbooks by known chefs, especially in the Food Network world. So yes, we have lots of cookbooks. We have an unusually large selection of paperback classics. Mark Twain, a lot of Agatha Christie right now.
Okay. Very cool. What about kids? How are you set on kids' books right now?
Pretty good. I mean, I've seen it fuller, but we do have a room dedicated to children. That's one of the hardest hit segments each book sale. Lots of teachers come in and plunder us. And parents, of course, will come in and look for books for their children. And as always, we have a large religion section. You know, and it's not just Christianity, although the bulk of it is, but we have books on Buddhism, Judaism, and just spirituality in general.
Mark Henderson with us, Monroe Symphony League Book Fair. Mark, we're almost out of time, so give me the dates and times and tell me where to go.
Okay, we're at 320 North 4th Street, catty-corner from the old news store, across from where you used to pay your water bills for the Monroe City government. And we are from 9 to 5, first Saturday, 1 to 5 on the Sunday on June 7th, and then 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, June 12th and 13th.
And a $2 admission fee to get in, but it's a deal worth paying.
We think it is.
Mark, we appreciate you being in. Find out more about the book fair. Head over to our website, kedm.org. Like and subscribe to our videos.